you'd use in washing dishes.
Dish rag. Or dish towel.
Or dish towel. How about to dry?
Dish rag you wash with and dish towel you dry with.
Okay. And what would you call a little square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
A wash rag.
And then after you bathe, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Now at the kitchen sink, the thing the water comes out of would be called a
faucet or a hydrant.
Would that be inside too?
Yes.
How about on the side?
Primarily, a hydrant was outside. And the faucet was inside.
Was inside. How about on a barrel or a rod?
And there was a tap or anything like that. I mean, I know the word, but we wouldn't call it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have ever called it. Okay. Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst. But it was bust for many years to me, until I realized that wasn't the right thing. Bust and busted. Things that we'd say that make no sense whatsoever, but they were there.
Yeah.
And you went, well, why would anybody make an expression? I can remember expressions of exclamations and things that make no sense at all, but you said it because you heard somebody else say it. And my father used to say a lot of things that I just couldn't imagine where they came from. He'd say, land of Goshen. And of course I realized that Goshen's said in the Bible and so forth, but I didn't know the significance, and I still don't know what it came to mean. I knew what he meant when he said it, but I didn't know how it came to be or the significance of it, other than the fact I knew what he meant. And he used to say, great balls of fire.
Oh, really?
Great balls of fire. And he used to say, Jehoshaphat, and I never did know what that meant. Those are things I'm trying to remember. Those are just things I remember. That, and then if someone was surprised, they should say, well, I'll swan. And what did that mean? I don't know it yet. You know.
Yeah.
I guess it meant somewhere to swoon, somewhere back my line. I don't know.
Yeah, and then somehow it got changed around to swan from swoon or something, probably.
And my wife used to say that one day. I said, why do you say that? She says, well, I don't know. It just struck me not meaning anything at all.
Yeah.
Actually, no meaning at all.
Do you remember anything that, like lard, what did lard used to come in?
Oh, it came in a bucket. It
came in a bucket?
Yeah.
And what would you call a thing that's shaped like this to pour things?
A cone. Or a funnel.
Okay.
I mean, what you shaped was a cone, but I wouldn't call it. I'd call it a funnel. Everything was funnel.
Funnel, okay. Now, something that people would use to make a horse go faster, you'd call that a?
A whip. Wait a minute, what do I call it, a whip? I don't know.
Okay. Probably a whip. Now, like, if you bought something like fruit at the store back when you, before they had all this plastic stuff, everything's plastic now, but the grocer then might put it in a
sack or a bag.
Okay. What would it be made of?
It would have been paper.
A paper. Okay, now how about, did you ever see a bag or a sack or whatever you want to call it that was made of cloth that, like.
We used to have a flour. You should come in that. Flour sack.
Yeah.
And they used to use flour sacks for everything. Everybody saved them. And before they went through the period of having decorator materials for people to use to make things out of. They made them out of them anyway. They bleached the label off and make flour sack dresses or underwear or anything.
Oh,
else.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, and feed sacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the feed sacks, what material, well, those rough kind of sacks. Now, what did you call those?
Oh, we call them toast sacks.
Toast sacks.
But if somebody said a gunny sack, I would have figured they were from somewhere north of where I was, but.
Yeah.
But I knew what they're talking about.
But you would know what they were talking about, yeah.
But it wasn't a